Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. Hey, Joyriders, new week, which means a new Joyride. Say, did you know the definition of unexpected is not expecting or regarded as likely to happen? Now hold on to that little nugget of information while I tell you the definition of turn, which when used as a noun is a change of direction when moving. Now you remember both of those definitions because here is the important part. Did you know the fastest bird in the world is the peregrine falcon? What does this information have to do with this week's clip? Listen to the very end to find out.
You know, I was thinking about, in all my drinking days, part of addiction is just trying to make yourself feel different than you really are. And I realized, just sitting here listening, that it was the loneliness and the abandonment that I felt. And I was trying to ease that pain. You know, having a marriage go down, having a daughter being taken away for 4.5 years, a grandpa that I dearly loved, lived a quarter mile away from, died, all in that, and just that abandonment. And I can remember, after getting sober, thinking, okay, everything's going to turn around. But it didn't, in a sense, because I was still lonely, but I had no medication to medicate it. And I can remember living with my grandmother after my second marriage went down and praying, God, if you've sent me Miss Wright and I missed her, make me okay with where I'm at. If not, make it so obvious it's her that I can't walk away. And thus I met Miss Michelle Marsh. She wasn't Michelle Marsh then, but I didn't get a cousin.
That would have been weird.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
You married her sister?
Need some branches on that family. Hey.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.